We Speak Through the Mountain. Written by Premi Mohammed. Narrated by Eva Tavares. Dedication for Chelsea. 1. We tell the kids, never travel alone. We tell them, go where you like, but don't go alone. We start teaching it in preschool, before we expect them to learn anything else. This is the first thing we want them to take in. And now this. I am alone. More alone than I have ever been in my life. And simultaneously, not alone. I travel with the adversary. I carry the infection like a weight and a conscience. How long have I been climbing tonight? 4 hours? 5? I wish for numbness. Instead, my entire body prickles with perception, as if I am one giant nerve ending, slithering up and up through the rocks. No snow falls, but the wind grates and burns. I had this idea. One of us had this idea. That ascending would bring me to safety, because it is hard to pursue someone who has the higher ground. I hope I'm right. I stopped shivering long ago, stopped feeling my bike chafe my shoulder long ago. In the darkness, I sense, more than see, a plateau screened by a thin copse of dead larch, and I crawl into the meager shelter, luxurious because it is out of the wind. Time to stop for the day. Tonight, I must risk a small fire. For days, my life has been this constant patter of mental calculation, this versus that, the dangers of doing and not doing, the virtually imperceptible increase in safety or not. All the same, every few hours, I think clearly, I am going to die out here. No, I won't. I can't. I refuse. I refuse. I'm going to die. I can't. I am a multitude. Firelight dances on the gray stone around me, on the corrugated bark of the trees. I drink in its warmth, sit as close as I can, hungry for heat. It's funny because I'm feverish, and yet I still want more heat. Yes, I know I am. Mom always said, you can't feel a fever in yourself. But I know. I feel. I empty half of my canteen into my all-purpose metal mug, so I can stew some dried pork and mushrooms. Usually my big meal is breakfast, fueling strength to climb. But I threw up my breakfast this morning and climbed anyway. I'm lucid enough to know that was bad, and enough to watch the fire and to watch myself. Luckily. Since we reached the mountains, the adversary wouldn't let me climb down into the lakes and puddles to get water. Just would not. Sometimes it let me refill my canteen from a waterfall or a stream, even though these were few and far between compared to the still waters. I began rationally trying to explain to it that those ponds and lakes were hardly algae-scummed death traps, and what if I ran out of water waiting for the next stream? Then I lost my temper. I screamed at it. I accused it of both homicide and suicide. When I left home, I thought we were coming to some kind of rapprochement. Now, I hate it more than I've ever hated anything in my life. Why? Says the dead boy across the fire. It didn't kill me. Nobody asked you, I tell him. He's been showing up more often at night. Voice mushy through his crushed skull, scant bloody blonde hair sticking up like porcupine quills. You hate what you want to hate, and I'll hate what I want to hate. It's okay.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?